Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They produced some of the finest talent in Atlanta sports radio history.
Get over it!
Covered the best teams this city has to offer.
Going to bed and taking a nap.
And now, it's time to take their turn at the mic. Wah, 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 wah. It's time for The Other Side of the Glass with Chris Thomas and Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Chris and Bo.
What's up, Atlanta? That's right. It is time for another Thursday night football edition of The Other Side of the Glass with yours truly and my sports radio compadre, one Bo, Squid Billy Morgan. And if you caught the end of Dukes and Bell, that is particularly relevant on this fine Thursday evening in the city of Atlanta. You guys know the deal, taking you right up until Thursday night football. We got Broncos, we got Colts. We will break it down. Oh, boy. All right, Bo, first of all, how you doing, sir?
I'm wonderful. I mean, I'm looking forward to finally getting to watch Matt Ryan play a whole game. Well, maybe a whole game.
Are you really looking forward to it, though?
No, apparently people on Twitter think I cover the Colts or just Matt Ryan because they always tweet at me whatever Matt Ryan is doing. And I don't guess they really understand that I covered the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, not the Matt Ryan Radio Network.
He is your man crush, though.
No, he's the best quarterback to ever play for my favorite NFL team.
His man crush.
Okay, so what are you, you a Joe Namath crush or a Vinny Testaverde fan?
Broadway Joe, are you kidding me? If I could get 5 minutes with Broadway Joe, I'd be happy as a clam.
Yeah, you have a lot of memories watching him play, don't you?
I mean.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to watch our Hall of Fame quarterback play and covered him. So, yeah, I tend to like him. And by the way, I watched one half of a quarter against, who did they play? Oh, against the Chiefs. Oh, all that talk about that offensive line, boy, that offensive line is horrid. Now, yeah, it does help our offensive line that Marcus Mariota can move around. But let me tell you something. I mean, it looked like Jalen Mayfield. There were five Jalen Mayfields in front of him blocking.
That is a scathing indictment of the
Dude, guys free everywhere. I don't know if they're not understanding the protection calls he's calling, or whoever's on the line is missing them, or they're pointing out the wrong player. But I mean, just bad.
What did he say?
He still won the game against the Chiefs. So yeah, bad start. And neither one of these teams have gotten off to a roaring start with their new quarterbacks.
Well, we're gonna break that down in about 15 minutes from now because we are going to pick this game. For those who don't know, Bo and I have been picking every game Monday night, Thursday night. We are keeping score. We're keeping record. The winner gets a bottle of bourbon of their choosing at the end of the season. So stay tuned for that. But Bo, in this first segment here, I'm not going to call it a Kyle Pitts problem because I don't think that's accurate, and I also think that's exaggerating a little bit too much. But Bo, we have to admit, there's a Kyle Pitts thing hovering around the Falcons right now. There's a Kyle Pitts cloud around the Falcons right now. From the combination of his lack of reception so far this season to is he being used right in the offense. Now he's got a little injury that he's dealing with. Hopefully it's little. Missed 2 days in a row of practice. Bo, there's a Kyle Pitts thing around the Falcons right now.
But, yeah, he's got a hamstring injury. That's the problem. Yeah, right? That's it. Oh, the other problem?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the fact that all of these
all of the
media, radio hosts, media, Falcons fans all decided, oh, he went for 1,000 yards last year. Now he's going to catch touchdowns too, so I got to draft him on my fantasy team. And now it's a scathing story that he hasn't produced. Dylan, Dylon and I do Peachtree Football, which you can check out on any Odyssey.com or anywhere where you get your podcast. And did we not talk about this in one of ours? I think I gave some numbers about Kyle Pitts in September last year. Do you remember those numbers?
I do not remember the numbers off the top of
my head. Come on, Dylan!
Nah, I give
this guy info so he can school Chuckery, and it goes in one ear and out the other.
No, but it was a lot of good numbers, but there were a lot of numbers. I hear numbers every day.
No. Hold on. Here's what Bo just did for you. He said, you know what, Rook? Come off the bench. We're going to give you an at-bat. And he said, you know what? This is what the pitcher's throwing. He's going to throw you a 78-mile-an-hour slider that doesn't move right over the heart of the plate. Smack that thing into the right field seats. You're going to hit a grand slam, top 10 market, 100,000-watt station. I'm going to set you up as my partner in a podcast to look like a genius. And you just struck out, Dylan. Come on, bro.
I don't remember the numbers.
You know what? Virtual Dylan would have nailed it.
I want to know who that was.
Well, I mean, he's clearly, he might be better than real Dylan. I'm going to talk to Mike Conti about this. Maybe we can get virtual Dylan in here and doing some stuff.
All right, I'll give
him to you in three games in September.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last year, Pitts had 11 catches off 17 targets for 139 yards.
Say it again.
11 catches for 139 yards in September.
That was for the people in the back.
Of last year. Now, this year, in September, because remember the game last week was played in October.
Right.
He had 9 catches for 125 yards and no touchdowns. So maybe it's not all Marcus Mariota. Maybe it's not all Arthur Smith. Maybe it's not all about your fantasy team. Or what one person does, because I tell you what, you could say, well, it was his rookie year, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but those games he had Calvin Ridley last year in September, so he had another guy. So maybe Kyle just starts slow. Now, I think this hamstring situation, because I don't want to call it an injury yet, I want to call it a situation. It could have been tightness that he experienced, but maybe if it's more than just tightness, maybe it slowed him down against Cleveland last week. That's why I only had one catch for 25 yards. Maybe it happened after that catch or somewhere after that one catch. So maybe we need to relax about Kyle Pitts. Maybe we need to enjoy. I'm sick of hearing about Desmond Ridder and Kyle freaking Pitts. Can we not enjoy a 2-2 start? For God's sakes, our defense is playing great. And I'm getting a little angry. And we're running the ball down people's throats, which for years Falcons fans have clamored for.
That's why I'm saying, Bo, that's why there's a Kyle Pitts thing going on right now. Because you just laid everything out. But still, every other word out of the fan base's mouth right now is either start Desmond Ridder or give Kyle Pitts the ball more. Guys, the Falcons are 2-2. And let me give you more stats. You want to know what Drake London has done? 18 catches, 231 yards, 2 touchdowns, and here's the kicker. You know what his average yards per reception are?
Let me guess. I'm going to go with 19.8.
13, which is still really impressive. That means every time he touches the ball, he's basically giving you more than a first down and a third every single time he touches the ball. You know why a lot of that's happening? Two reasons. Kyle Pitts is A, blocking, or B, taking up one or multiple defenders on the field. I'd say that's a pretty good start for Drake.
Well, yeah, I also think that there is clearly some kind of connection between the quarterback and the wide receiver. Maybe Drake, like you pointed out, he's got a good thing with maybe Pitts' Pitts is drawing some of that. And look, the more Drake London does, the more that's going to go away. The more we run the ball, the more it's going to help out Kyle Pitts whenever he is 100% healthy. I'll say this. You brought up the Desmond Ridder thing. First off, stop saying I've heard people on Twitter, the whole this package. Well, Desmond Ridder is not as good of a runner as Marcus Mariota. But he's still a good runner. All right, I'm not knocking him. So they're very similar in what they do. It's not like Drew Brees and Taysom Hill. So you put a package in. What's the package? How is it different? How does it how does it make it worthwhile? That on top of, you know, Mariota's not doing so much that he's losing games single-handedly. Week one, the defense helps you lose that game. Yeah, the turnover hurt you, but you score 26 points, you should overcome it. To me, the golden number in the NFL is 24 points. You score 24 points, I feel like you should win a game. Doesn't always happen, but I feel like it should be on average. Now, you look at this last 2 weeks, you scored 27-1, you scored 23-1. You know what you did, though? You held those other two teams under 24 points, and you won the game. The other two losses, 31 and 27 points you give up. So they were over 24 points, you lost the game. That being said, you also scored more. But back to what I was saying about Desmond Ridder, what if you put Ridder in and now you strip the offense down? Because I don't know. Nobody knows why, you know, there's why Ridder didn't win the job. But maybe he is a rookie, guys. Maybe he's not there yet. You know, there is a difference. And I know that he played high level at A, you know, and it wasn't a Power 5, though. You're not playing, you know, Memphis in Central Florida, and right. Houston. You know, those teams aren't playing those teams. So maybe Ridder's not ready. And maybe if you put him in with any type of in the offense, you're stripping it down, and so now you can't run what you're doing, which is helping you score like you are. Dude, this offense is eighth in the league in scoring. We're complaining when they're eighth in the league in scoring. They're right. Fourth in the run. Now they're passing, they're not great. They're 28th. But they are still eighth in the league in scoring. It's working. Why screw with it?
And I have another question for you. What is the name of the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons?
It is Mr. Arthur Something Smith. Okay. I don't know what his middle name is.
And he was on a program yesterday titled Dukes and Bell, which airs on this very radio station, 92.9 The Game, from 2 to 7 p.m. every single weekday.
William Arthur W. Smith.
Okay, W.
I'm going to start calling him W.
That's right. He said on that program, when asked by our very own Mike Bell, is Desmond Ridder ready for packages or reps at the quarterback position or otherwise? Arthur W. Smith responded, Bo. And you know what he said? Not at this time. End quote. That is the head, the HC of the AF, the head coach of your Atlanta Falcons, who said on our airwaves yesterday, Bo, that Desmond Ridder is not ready for packages yet. If you're not listening to the head coach of the football team, who are you going to listen to?
Well, I mean, the people that, I don't know, it seems like to me, the fan base, the fans on Twitter that are clamoring for it, they don't care. That's what they want, and they're just going to scream and shout. I think that's the Twitter entitlement comes into place. Well, I'm on Twitter, I got a voice. Well, maybe, yeah, you do, or the however many followers you have. By the way, I'm disturbed. Arthur Smith's only 11 months older than me. No, he's 13 months older than me. I feel unaccomplished suddenly. He's a head coach, an NFL team, and I'm just me. Well, I guess I'm an assistant, right? I'm the assistant head coach at 92.9 The Game.
Is that what you want to call yourself?
You're assistant brand manager, and you're a national personality,
Dylan,
right?
Dylan.
How many times has been on TMZ, right, Dylan?
All right, exactly. Yeah.
Dylan's just trying to make up for the worst swing and miss I've seen in a long
time. Well, I get a lot of numbers thrown at me, okay? Yeah, gets, I wasn't going to remember those.
That was a hanging breaking ball of the likes I've never seen.
No, there have been more hanging breaking balls.
He took a beer league softball hack like he was hungover at 9 o'clock in the morning. Wow.
That was more
right
like
field.
A 90-mile-per-hour fastball. If you were prepared, then you would have hit it out of the park. But if you weren't, then you're not catching up to it.
Here's the thing. No. What happened was we left him in the lot, and if we had to put him in the field because we went to extras, and so somehow his spot in the order came back around, and he hit like a double there, maybe a triple. I don't know. No, you hit a home run because you call me what I am, a national star.
All right, exactly. Coming back on the other side, Bo and I will, of course, break down Thursday night football, but we just needed to clear the air there because this cloud around Kyle Pitts, around Desmond Ridder, guys, 2-2, tied for first. Tampa Bay coming up this weekend. We need positive energy, not questioning coaches' decisions. We're coming back. Other side of the glass. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new age. It's a huge new development. Again, it's not rocket science.
Back to more of The Other Side of the Glass
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Y'all keep your head in the sand, says one texter on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. It is The Other Side of the Glass. Chris Thomas and Bo Morgan, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, with you for another few minutes, taking you right up until coverage of Thursday night football, Colts at Broncos. We're going to make our pick in just a minute. But, sir, your head is in the sand. You're the one calling for things that the coach is blatantly saying it's not time for. And players on the team are saying Kyle Pitts is doing a great job, even though his numbers aren't what they were exactly last year.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Thank you, Chuck, who will be occupying this time slot again come Monday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's the Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. That's right, because we're back on Monday. Nice catch.
That's the problem. I'm the assistant head coach.
Oh, my gosh. I shouldn't have. God. You know, I've never instantly regretted something so much in my entire life than saying that.
Now you and Dallin have something in common in the last 20 minutes. God. You both instantly regretted.
We're limited on time.
All right, fine. I got to have fun. If you can't have fun, what are you doing this for? I don't even know what we were talking about now. You've then confused me.
We were.
Kyle Pitts, I'm back. Yeah. All right. That's the deal, though. That's the problem. With what the world we live in, that's the thing. That's why Arthur Smith dropped the fantasy football line, because guys look at box scores. Like I brought this up in the first segment about the Matt Ryan stuff. Guys look at box scores, and I said, "Hey, I'm not watching." You know, they're tweeting, "Oh, Matt Ryan sucks." I go, "I don't know. I'm not watching the game." Well, this is what he did, and I go, "With all due respect, I'm not going to take Mr. Twitter guy your random box score line and say." Well, Matt did suck today. Yeah, the numbers look rough, but what are the circumstances? Were they just slinging it around because they were down by 20 right off the bat because, you know, some bad things happen? Defense score, maybe a kickoff. Is he getting murdered? Well, Kyle Pitts is doing things in this scheme that they ask him to do. He's developing as a player. Oh, by the way, it's 21 games in his career. He started so last year, but no one looks at what he did last year. They just look at box scores of what he's done now.
So he's being a box score Billy.
Don't ever put half my nickname into another nickname to make fun of someone. No. It's one of these deals where these guys just look at numbers without context, okay?
Or watching the game.
It's the same. I have the same issue when I hear a soundbite taken out of context as a player says and then pimped around. So-and-so says this. What was the question? Was that the full quote? You know, we take everything out of context because that's the world we live in, because everything is in this right now. What have you done for me? Everything's in a 140-character kind of world, and I can't stand it.
Well, you know what I can't stand? The line on this game. Because I don't like it at 3. I don't like it at 3.5. We had a little... So, behind the scenes here on the other side of the glass, we were looking at the game, looking at the number, and we were trying to figure out what is it. So, Bo, what did you ultimately determine? Is this Denver minus 3 or Denver minus 3.5?
Beck, so ESPN has it at 3.
Okay.
But ESPN also says the spread consensus pick, which means most books, they average it out, 64% of the books have it at 3.5. Now, we're an Odyssey company.
That's right.
You can download the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it on BetQL, which is an Odyssey company, has it at 3.5. So ooh. I think we need to go with 3.5 because not only is that the spread consensus among 64% of books out there with this game on the board,
right,
but it's also what BetQL has. So I say it, it's 3.5 points. Denver is a favorite.
Okay. So let's break it down real quick for the people. Both running backs out. We know that. Javonte Williams is done, and Jonathan Taylor is done for at least this week. Both quarterbacks wildly underperforming this season. Russell Wilson got the big contract, longtime Bronco now, and Matt Ryan in his first season with the Colts is struggling, as have the carousel of veterans they've brought in over the last few years. Both defenses are good on paper. I think they should both be playing a little bit better than they have been as well. So I think these are two teams that mirror each other a lot. The only thing I'll say is, let me know if you agree, I think the Broncos are better than this. I'm not sure if the Colts are.
I think that I don't think the Broncos are that much better than this. I think they kind of are. I think they might be a poorly coached team. I don't know. I think Frank Reich, to me, should be a better play caller. I think there could be some guys who are coaching. You know, in Indy, they're coaching for something right now. Possibly, if this season continues to go down the way it is, they could be coaching for their jobs because Frank Reich hasn't really done a lot other than disappoint in his time there. Matt Ryan and the Colts have been down early a lot. So they've had to throw the ball around. To me, Matt Ryan has been a guy who's done it most of his career. So
he's also been on his butt a ton.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been on his butt a ton for the last 14 years of his NFL career, give or take a few seasons,
facts,
which just so happened to be good seasons by him, including one was the MVP. So that makes me lean towards Indy in this game. It's they're on the road, but I mean, I don't know. This is one that's really odd. I feel like Indy's win over the Chiefs is a really good win.
All right, minute left. Make your pick.
Look, man, I got to go with my dog. I got to go with my boy. I got to go with the Atlanta Falcons' only quarterback who is going to be in the Hall of Fame at this point in time in its history. I'm going with the Colts getting 3.5 on the road on a Thursday night. And by the way, this game could be a little bit more high scoring than you think because it is a short week. These offenses maybe could have advantage. I think Matt gets the ball out quick, early. They're going to go to a short passing game. That's what the Seahawks did to the Broncos in week 1, and it worked effectively. I'm taking the Colts in the 3.5.
Everyone who calls Bo a Matt Ryan apologist and a Matt Ryan homer, rejoice, baby. Tonight is our night. I got two words for you, Atlanta. Let's ride. I'm taking the Broncos minus the 3.5. Russ bounces back big, gets it done. Broncos improve, get over 500, and they don't look back.
You take DJ Corny. I'll take Matty Ice.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of The Other Side of the Glass. We're back with you on Monday night to preview the Monday night game. I'll be back with you on Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. right here, 9 to 9 the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.